When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 341, 19 Ways to Be Better Today Than Yesterday by Jane Money of BudgetsAreSexy.com. And I'm your personal narrator, Justin Mollick. This is a podcast that I like to call an audio blog or blogcast, because it's a bit different than your typical podcast. I simply read to you from the best blogs I can find with their permission. Today we'll be hearing from Jay Money of BudgetsAreSexy.com, who very recently almost sold his sites for $300,000 and could continue writing with a six-figure salary, but he decided against it. He wrote a post about it. You can check it out on his site. And the date of that article is November 7th, 2016, if you're listening to this way off in the future. All right, I'm going to leave this intro short, so let's get right to his post and start optimizing your life. 19 Ways to Be Better Today Than Yesterday by Jay Money of BudgetsAreSexy.com. Okay, so today was supposed to be a post about hustling and earning more money, and then it changed when I offered up my seats to an older couple 15 minutes ago. I'm at Starbucks, and they started reading an email they got out loud, which said, in a nutshell, someone very close to them just passed away suddenly, and now it's time to start planning their funeral. And then came the uncontrollable crying and coming to terms with stuff, and then back to the crying again and repeat on rotation. It's so horrible. I don't even know these people and I'm feeling their pain. They just left, which is why I'm now saying all this to you. And the saddest part was hearing them whisper back thank you to me as they left, as if they knew I was fully aware of their situation, which of course I was, even though I tried to pretend I wasn't there. And now, of course, there's no way I can go back to writing about money, which would just sound so callous and wrong. Who cares about that stuff when people are dying around you, right? Isn't the point of it all to live a better life anyways? Without that, it's gone? Okay, well, not really. I know it's still important and we need to manage it for our families and blah, blah, blah. But allow me to be dramatic for a bit, and I promise we'll get more lighthearted as we go here. As I was left to my table to contemplate it all, I was immediately reminded of one of my favorite quotes by one Sidney Poitier. I always wanted to be someone better the next day than I was the day before. My friend Anthony used to have this at the bottom of his emails, and every time I saw it, I was left inspired to push myself harder that day. It's a hell of a thing to strive for, but one we often forget. And it can be taken in many different directions, too. To be a better person in general, i.e. help your neighbors. To be a better person to yourself, you count as a neighbor. To be at your best at your profession and to those you serve, i.e. your clients. To be better to the environment and your local community. And of course, because many things do relate to money, to be a better steward of your finances. So before we get into the weekend here, let's try doing at least one of these things to better help us become better today than we were yesterday. And if you already do one of these things on the daily, then double up and do two so you can outperform your already angelic self. Here's a list of 19 ideas. Number one, offer up your seat to a stranger today. You never know what they're dealing with. Number two, ask a colleague at work if there's anything you can do to help out. We rarely do this because we're all so busy, but imagine how thankful they'd be for such a nice gesture. Number three, start a budget. Number four, get rid of one toxic relationship. Number five, pay for the coffee or lunch or beer of the person behind you. Random acts of kindness are the best. Number six, write a real life letter to someone using cursive and all. Don't you dare say you don't know what cursive is, you millennials. Number seven, call your mom and tell her you love her. Number eight, clear the leaves or snow off your neighbor's yard. Where are my northerners at? Number nine, fold the laundry or do the dishes or cook dinner or do whatever else your significant other does, But before they get to it, when they look shocked, just press your fingers to their lips and say, shh, Dumb and Dumber style. Number 10, pay someone a compliment. The bolder, the better. Your eyes are so pretty. Wow, you have a great heart. You totally made my day better. Can I have your number? Oops, wrong mission. Number 11, spend an extra 15 minutes with a client or friend. Number 12, pay off $20 of debt. Number 13, make a promise to finally work on ending a bad habit. Number 14, say sorry for something even though it wasn't your fault. Number 15, let people cut in front of you without muttering curse words or branding a certain phalange. Number 16, teach someone about money or life or a skill you have, how to get out of debt faster, how to set smart goals, how to properly make a bed. This would help with number 9. Number 17, eat one less donut or chocolate cake or beer this weekend. Number 18, pick up a few pieces of trash in your neighborhood. And number 19, give me or someone $5 that needs it more than you. We can't be perfect every day, but we can surely try a little harder if we're fortunate enough to even have the opportunity, i.e. we're still alive. I have no idea how my new friends are coping right now or when they'll get back to normal again, but I like to think they'd at least enjoy knowing their loved one has sparked some good action to be made. It's a hell of a reminder of what's truly important in this world, that's for sure. And that reminder is simple, each other. You just listened to the post titled 19 Ways to Be Better Today Than Yesterday by Jay Money of BudgetsAreSexy.com. And I've already given away 2 books this month, but I'm going to be giving away another this Saturday from a guest author that I'm reading right here on the show that day. To be in all of these raffles, you just need to be on my weekly newsletter email list. It's totally free and a nice way to show your support. Plus you get free spreadsheets from me, a video tutorial, and of course you get entered into these raffles. To join, just visit oldpodcast.com and enter your email address there, or you can text in, just text the word optimal to the number 44222. And that's it for today. I hope you have a great one, and I'll catch you in tomorrow's show where your optimal life awaits.
Hey, this is Dan from the Optimal Finance Daily podcast, which is a lot like this show, except more focused on personal finance. Justin handpicks the best posts he can find from blogs and authors like Ramit Sethi, Mr. Money Mustache, and more, and I read them to you 5 days a week. So if you enjoy this podcast, come on over and subscribe to Optimal Finance Daily too. And together, we'll optimize your financial life.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's oldpodcast.com for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.